Abstracts, an interview with Jonathan Courtney, CEO of AJN Smart Design Studio, Germany. Welcome, Jonathan, to Abstracts. How is your life in AJN Smart Design Studio? I guess that's a pretty broad question, and I'm going to answer it based on my day-to-day activities. Also, how do we make sure that the environment is as nice as possible? People hearing and finding out about AJN Smart, and this also comes down to building client relationships directly. I'm just making sure that AJN Smart is running smoothly in the short term. What I'm heavily involved in is thinking about what happens in the long term. So, like, how and why would AJN Smart still be open 10 years from now and be successful? It's easy to start an agency, and I think a lot of people can do that, anyone can do that, and the thing that's pretty difficult is just to keep this thing running. It's a big, expensive machine. A lot of agencies fail, so I'm trying to figure out how to make sure that the company is sustainable, but keeps the sort of high quality and charm that it has right now at its current size. Also, part of my day today is traveling around the world consulting large companies. Recently, I was in Tokyo working with Lego, and I'm kind of like a product strategy consultant on that level. So I don't really do the day-to-day product design work anymore, but a lot of high-level product strategy consulting work. You are a man of productivity and time management. How do you come up with the ideas such as Shortcut-O-Matic and Lightning Decision Jam? They just kind of happened a bit accidentally. I guess it was always related to a client coming in with a problem. Lightning Decision Jam occurred because for years of not having a system for letting clients come and talk to us and have a meeting, I really hated meetings, and I always thought that if super messy, and I want to find a way to make that a little bit cleaner. Even internally, we weren't using any systems, we were just talking and discussing, and I hated discussions too. I think discussions usually goes nowhere. So Lightning Decision Jam just slowly evolved over a few years of trying different things with clients. Shortcut-O-Matic was just something I was doing myself to solve my own problems, which weren't something I was going to make public. I was just doing it on one piece of paper. After a while, I thought, this is super helpful for me, maybe this is something that I can push out there into the world. I think that I'm a huge procrastinator. That's why I also build the system, so that I don't have to rely on me doing these things, I can almost rely on a system. Curious to know about your collaboration with the New York Times best-selling author Jake Knapp and the Journey with Design Sprint workshops. I met Jake in March 2017. I flew to San Francisco to meet him. I was speaking at Udacity Conference. While I was there, I asked Jake if I could meet him. He was interested in seeing what we were doing for the United Nations. We were working on a few projects for the UN. We were working on two projects: Share the Meal, which is an app, and Share Foods, a physical product that just launched. Jake was interested in seeing those, so I went to the GV office, met him, and I think we hit it off pretty fast. Our personalities clicked. We were traveling around doing design sprint workshops like as a training course, and he wasn't doing that yet. I told about it, and I asked him whether he wanted to do one with us. Jake was excited to see what that would even look like, and now we've been traveling around for a year teaching design sprints for cool companies like Airbnb, Slack, General Electric, Google. It's really fun. Business thinking is essential before starting any project. So how do you convince your customers to invest money in the design sprint process? This question is a tricky one. Maybe the same project will take 8 months long, and a lot more stress, and a lot more money, if you don't align things in the beginning with the design sprint. So we make it clear to them that there's an opportunity cost to not doing the design sprints. Without the design sprint, you're going to be going in circles debating, and not making progress for a long time at the start of the project, while everyone's trying to figure out what they're doing. That's usually pretty helpful to sell the design sprint. Design Sprint Bootcamp San Francisco. Do you think design thinking is an overrated design practice? Design thinking is being sold incorrectly. I guess it's being sold as a system for creating innovative products, or at creating innovation. But for me, it's more of a mindset. It's not practical, and the outcomes are not efficient enough. It's extremely difficult to implement, and especially if you're a larger company with minimal experience and how to do things like that. Design thinking is sold like a magic pill that just makes innovation happen, but I don't believe in it. Over the last 10 years, most companies that I've seen with starting a design thinking initiative, they just sort of stopped after a while or sort of forgot about it. That's why I think I pushed the sprint so much, because I think the sprint is like a practical application of design thinking, as much easier to implement. And also you see results immediately, whereas design thinking is like a slow burn. It's good fun, but if I was starting a company today, that I won't be doing a design thinking initiative. I am a big follower of your podcast series Product Breakfast Club and an active member of your Facebook group Innovation Hackers. What inspired you to come up with these great initiatives? We do all these free design events in Berlin. And people are always quite excited about the things that we're saying, but I always feel only 30-50 people have just heard what we said. Maybe there's a better way to have a bigger platform, and that's why we started our YouTube channel, the podcast, the Innovation Hackers Group. Just to have a bigger audience of engaged people get to see and hear our content. It kind of feels natural for me. I'm a person who enjoys using social media. I want to give away as much as possible, because most agencies don't do that. I like the feeling that we're almost giving away too much, and it feels good. What you think is the exact role of a product designer in today's data-driven world? The role of a product designer is to help the entire company figure out what it is that the user is going to be using. People are overly optimistic about what data can actually do. First of all, you need to start collecting and creating some context out of it. Data doesn't just tell you, oh, put a button on here, or hey, you need this screen. You still need to interpret that data. The designer can be the conduit between the data coming in and the information coming from the users and the team who is actually building it. They're sort of orchestrating the product. It doesn't matter how good data gets. You still need someone actually to construct the thing. Basically, like saying we have the data to figure out what a building should look like, why do we need an architect? People still also want to have things that are unique and delightful to use as well. You could probably build a product using just some algorithms, but it might not be very relevant for the business of the users. According to you, what are the three most important things that a design studio should follow to run a successful business? You want to keep getting better, you need time to get better, and you need time to gather that experience, and for that time, you need money. You really need to understand how to make money. And you really need to optimize how you are making money. You need not be making decisions based on not having enough money. And this is a huge, huge problem with the number one. Number 3, invest in longevity. Invest in keeping people as long as possible by making it such a great environment and keeping the work challenging instead of investing in short-term gains with money. Always think as long-term as possible while keeping your company open in the short term. I guess that's something that I would give out as an advice. Abstracts, a curated perspective section with seasoned artists from the fields of design, art, photography, motion graphics and advertisement. Hear from the experienced and creative as they share their art process and sources of inspiration. An initiative from Rapid Gems Design Studio. Other abstracts